Good morning, everyone, or good afternoon, or good night, whenever you're listening. It's me, Kelly Ponte, with Shits and Gigs. Still in quarantine. I'm a day in, so I still have today plus 12 more days of this. And honestly, it has not been so bad, but again, it's only been like a day and a couple hours. Yesterday, I really entertained myself a lot. Being outside and going to the beach by myself, don't worry, swimming around by myself, everything by myself, whatever. But I have not made many episodes about lifeguarding, like my Tower Tales series. And I was trying to think of a topic because I do have a lot of funny stories, but they're all kind of just like miscellaneous, I guess. But one that I think is really funny to talk about, which I decided to chat about today, is the whole idea of people coming up to my tower. So not really rescues or not having to help people, but just what I'm told on the beach or what people ask me. And also there's been a couple guys who like try to flirt and stuff, and it's just been absolute fails. So, and it's really funny. So yeah, this episode is going to be about what people ask me as a lifeguard, what people tell me, the complaints I get, and also boys failing to hit on me. And this happens to, like, I feel like all girl lifeguards, and then the guy lifeguards probably have a lot of girls come up to them. So by no means am I, like, the only one who gets hit on. But it's really funny. So yeah, stick around. Probably the funniest thing that has happened to me sitting on the lifeguard tower in terms of people coming up to my tower and saying things or complaining or asking me out or whatever has been this one dude who it's just so funny how he has tried to execute like asking me out, because it's been like a couple day long process and it just completely fit, like everything about it is just so ratchet. So basically this guy and his dad, and this has been since the beginning of the summer, they walk up and down the beach throwing a football back and forth, and like they'll wave to me, whatever. And like, they just seem like some nice guys, whatever. So one day the two of them come up to my tower, they approach me and they're like, "Hey, we see you up here every day. Like, what's up?" Like, just kind of trying to chat. And then the dad is no joke, like probably 70. The dude is probably, I'm going to say, pushing 40. And the dad is like trying to act like this guy's wingman. Like, the dad's like, "Well, this is my son. I'm just going to call him Joe. This is my, you know what? Screw it. His name's Bo. His name's Bo." He's like, "This is my son, Bo. He's a personal trainer. And, you know, he's..." But, like, trying to be his wingman. I'm like, I'm sorry, but if your 70-year-old dad is your wingman, like, one, where are your friends? And two, like, did you ask? Like, was this a plan? Like, "Hey, Dad, let's go walk up to this chick and, like, you hype me up." Like, I don't know. Super awkward. So I'm like, "Oh, hey, dude, like, see you tomorrow when you're back with your dad throwing your football." And again, super sweet that he hangs out with his dad. But the fact that every single day it's just the dad and him, or just him by himself, makes me wonder, like, does this dude have friends? Like, what's going on here? So anyways, next day rolls around, and this dude rolls up by himself. And he's, like, just walking in front of my tower, stands next to the tower. Out of the corner of my eye, I didn't want to, like, make eye contact, but he, like, kind of looks at me and then will look away. He literally starts inching closer to my tower, like little by little, but still hasn't said anything. And I'm like, what is going on? So then he leaves. He literally leaves. So I'm like, what the hell? Like, I kept thinking he was going to talk to me and he didn't. Anyways, he comes up to my tower the next day. So I guess he like got the courage. Who knows? Same thing. Starts inching closer, like doesn't say anything for a while. And then finally comes awkwardly like walking up, and he's like no joke a foot from my tower before he said something. I'm like, what is going on? He's like, "Hey, Kelly, right?" And I'm like, "Yeah, hey, what's up? You're the dude who throws the football with your dad. Like, nice to see you again." And he just starts like flooding me with compliments. Sorry, there's a plane coming by, but I'm outside because I'm kicked out because of Corona, so apologies. But he just starts, like, flooding me with compliments, and I'm not saying this at all, like, to brag, because they were not, like, I was not flattered. He's just like, you're just really cool, and, like, you were just so nice to us when you said hi. And the funny thing is, I can't, like, not speak to people because I'm stuck on a tower. So even if someone comes up to me and I don't really feel like talking, or, like, I obviously need to watch the water, there's no place for me to go. So I kind of have to, like, reply. But anyways, he's like, you were just talking to us up there, and, like, that was just really cool of you, and blah, blah. I'm like, oh, thanks. So then he starts talking about personal training and how, like, he asked me, he's like, do you think you would want a trainer? And I'm like, no, like, I've been trained for the past 8 years of my life with running and, like, weightlifting and stuff, like, training during school. So I'm, like, anti-coach right now. Like, I do not want a coach. And I literally told him this. I'm like, no offense to you, I'm sure you're a great personal trainer, but, like, I'm just not interested in any type of coaching at all right now. Like, I've been there, done that. Like, it's my time to kind of do whatever. So he's like, yeah, yeah. Ends up, this kid, like, ended up struggling on a boogie board, so I had to go rescue him mid-conversation, which was good because it kind of, like, I thought he was going to leave, but he didn't. I come back, he's like, that was awesome, like, you just saved that kid, whatever. This dude ends up giving me, he had 3 business cards in his pocket, only 3. He pulls them out, they're all his own business card, all different designs, but the same content, like his email, phone number, and just, like, one had a picture of a dumbbell, one had a picture of him, like, whatever. He's like, so yeah, I have these 3 business cards, like, these are the 3 designs of them, and, like, hands them to me, and I'm like, do you want me to keep these? And he's like, yeah, yeah, keep them. He's like, all right, well, I don't want to bother you, but, you know, I don't know if this is weird, but now that you have my number, like, maybe you could call me or something. Like, I don't want to be weird. And I just start laughing. Like, I'm like, okay, have a good day. So he leaves. Then I didn't work for, like, a week because I was visiting my friend. And when I came back, he shows up again, does his same thing where he just kind of, like, inches towards the tower. And this dude, no joke, at this point, because I obviously haven't called him, he gets, like, 2 feet from my tower. And I have my head turned the opposite direction because in my head I'm like, no, I am not going to crack. Like, I'm not going to say anything until he does. Like, I will let him get, no joke, to where he's touching the lifeguard stand and I'm not going to say anything. So I literally start, like, laughing. And I end up turning because I had to check the water. Like, it wasn't even to turn for him. I literally just had to check the water. And he's, like, standing there waving. And I'm like, oh, hey. And he's like, hey, what's up? And I'm like, nothing, just at work. And he's like, I take it you lost those cards? And I'm like, no. And he's like, oh, I'm like, they're just in my backpack somewhere. I don't really know where. He's like, oh. Oh, okay. Well, and I said, how old are you? And he's like, I guess confused that I asked that. And he starts, like, mumbling. He's like, 35, like, he literally couldn't come up with how old he was. I'm like, how old are you? And he's like, 35. And I said, well, I'm 22, so I'm not going to be calling you. And he's like, whoa, whoa, like, I didn't mean it like that. I just meant, like, friends. And I'm like, what 35-year-old wants to be friends with a 22-year-old? Like, what? And also, like, dude, really? You gave me your business card so that I could call you and we could be friends? Like, I don't know. Just super weird. So that was, like, literally hilarious to me. I mean, he was really nice. Like, no judgment. But it's just funny that, like, I've never been given a number on a business card. Like, to be hit on. So, yeah, I've had that. Another creepy guy came up to me at one point, and and I wear these 2 rings. One is my mom's and one is my grandma's. And one of them, the one my grandma gave me, is on my ring finger. And it's literally not even close to a wedding ring. It's like a gold kind of band. Like, it just does not look remotely anything like a wedding ring. This dude comes up to me and he's like, hey, you come here often? And I'm like, well, I work here. And he goes, oh, well, I see you have rings on your finger, so you must be married. And I said, no, these are just rings that I wear. And he's like, oh, well, in that case. And I said, I have a boyfriend, which I don't, but that just came to mind. So I've gotten hit on, but it's just funny because, like, the way that guys have got, like, tried to hit on me is just kind of funny. But, other people come up to me and they're like, are there sharks out there? And I'm like, no, we didn't release them today. And then they're like, obviously, no, I'm full of crap. I'm like, yeah, there's sharks, like, and they're like, oh, so if you see them, you, like, clear the water, right? And I'm like, no, no, I don't. And they get all confused, like, all, like, almost mad at me. They're like, what do you mean you don't clear the water? I'm like, well, just because I see a shark fin versus not seeing a shark fin, like, they're still out there. Like, if the shark is on the surface to where you can see it versus 2 feet under the water, what's the difference? Like, they're always out there, which is funny for me to say because I'm honestly really scared of sharks. I know that sounds ridiculous being a lifeguard and being scared of sharks, but it doesn't, like, keep me from go. It's not like I see someone who needs help and they're drowning. I'm like, oh no, there's sharks out there. Like, I obviously go do my job and I swim, and, like, it doesn't keep me from going in the water, but basically when I'm in the water, I'm just kind of freaked out. I'm like, oh yeah, any second now I could lose a limb. But yeah, so I get lots of questions about sharks. Like, are there sharks? Like, what animals are in the water? People ask me a lot about, we fly a red flag because there's, like, a ton of rip currents and stuff and there's rocks and whatever. So people are like, oh, what's the red flag mean? And I'm like, oh, it's kind of like a stoplight. Like, you know, red is stop, like, it's hazardous or whatever. Yellow is, like, medium, and green is go. So same with the flags on the beach. There's no green, but yellow means, like, medium hazard. Red means high hazard. It just means, like, be careful in the water. And they're like, oh, and then what do those flags mean? And we have these flags that literally have a picture of a person swimming with an X through it. I'm like, that's a no swim zone. And they're like, well, what do you mean? And I'm like, well, it means you can't swim there, like, because there's rocks, blah, blah. So I get lots of, like, logistical questions like that. The best question is when people ask if I'm hungry, and the answer is always yes. And I've gotten pizza, which was sick. I've gotten water bottles a lot. And I would say the most surprising thing about lifeguarding, which I did not realize, but we get a lot of, like, positive, feedback, I guess. Like, the amount of, at least every day that I work, at least one person comes up to me and says, like, thanks for your service, or, like, thank you for keeping us safe today. And it's just really nice because, I don't know, like, I'm just doing my job. I'm technically a first responder, but I never, like, I just feel like that's, like, super brave, like, police officers or firefighters or, like, I don't know, medics and stuff. Like, I never really thought of myself as a first responder. Like, that just sounds kind of intense and serious, which it definitely is lifeguarding. So it's just kind of nice to know, like, okay, I am, I guess, maybe making a difference, at least for one person if I have to go rescue them, or for at least parents who feel more safe with their children swimming because there's lifeguards on duty. So obviously not me specifically, just the, like, lifeguarding staff in general. So it's really nice to get, like, some positive reinforcement, some water bottles, you know. Probably the best food I've gotten is pizza, like I said, but the reason is I was really hungry and this guy and his wife came down the beach and sat, like, no joke, right next to me with this huge ass pizza. Like, it must have been an extra large, and it had, like, chicken on it, like, all this good stuff. And so I looked down, I'm like, in my head, I'm like, I'm gonna plant the seed, like, I'm gonna make sure they know that I see the pizza. So I'm like, oh, you two got the right idea, like, enjoy your pizza. Because I know, you know, how is he gonna ignore that? And he's like, oh, do you want a piece? And I was like, are you serious? And he's like, yeah, I mean, we have this huge pizza, it's just the two of us. And I'm like, well, yeah, I do, actually, if you don't mind, like, if you're actually offering the piece of pizza. And so he gave me a piece of pizza, and it was so good, and I felt like royalty sitting up there on that big red chair eating a huge hunky slice of pizza with chicken and garlic and Parmesan and all kinds of good stuff on it. It was awesome. And then they obviously couldn't finish this freaking extra large pizza, so they had, like, 5 slices left over, and he's like, hey, do you want the rest? And I'm like, well, I can't eat 5, I mean, I can, but I shouldn't eat 5 slices of pizza. So I was like, yeah, I'll take it, but I want to give it to my other lifeguarding, like, people that I'm working with. So basically we all got pizza and it was awesome. And I felt quite accomplished because I definitely planted the seed of the pizza. I was like, yo, that pizza looks good. And then we got pizza. So that was awesome. And then probably, I guess, like, another thing that, not that people ask, but there's been, like, two times that I go in to rescue a kid, and the parent is, like, literally so unaware, and it makes me so angry. This kid was on a boogie board and got completely sucked out by the rip current. Like, this kid's, like, and he wasn't panicking, which was good, but there was no hope for him to get back in. So, like, run down there, rescue him. I use rescue lightly because he, again, wasn't, like, drowning or anything. He just was far out in the ocean and couldn't get back in. And I pull him in. I'm like, hey, dude, like, where's your mom and dad? And he's like, they're not here. I'm like, okay, well, who are you here with? He's like, my sister. I'm like, no, like, who brought you to the beach? He's like, oh, my grandma. Points to her. She's, like, sunbathing, like, under this a big-ass tent, like, there's food cooked, like, not paying attention at all. And so I walk up to this lady, I'm like, hi, ma'am, like, are you with this kid in the, with the blue boogie board? And she's like, yeah, what'd he do? I'm like, well, I just had to rescue him, like, he's fine, he wasn't drowning, but, like, he was very far out in the ocean, no one was watching him, so I had to go get him. And she's like, oh my god, come here, kid, like, starts screaming at her poor grandkid. And, like, it was kind of funny because she obviously felt bad. She's like, thank you, ma'am, so much. I'm so sorry. But then I walk back to the tower, and in my head, I'm like, is this for real? Like, if there was no lifeguards on duty, this kid would have just straight up been out in the ocean for days. Like, I just didn't understand. But, yeah, so it's been really entertaining, honestly, people coming up to the tower and stuff. People a lot ask if they're allowed to fish, which they are, but I always tell them if you fish by people swimming, I'm not going to yell at you. I don't have any authority, but you're going to get bitched at. So they're like, oh my God. And then people a lot drink alcohol on the beach, and I'm always like, hey, like, you can't have that. So either make it disappear or I don't know what to tell you, but basically if the cop comes, like, you're done. And they're like, oh my God. And last but not least, my favorite thing on the beach when people are next to me and I'm sitting up there is when people are wasted and blasting music and, like, having the time of their lives, because it's just so entertaining for me, one, to get the music, two, to, like, watch / listen to them. It's just freaking hilarious. Like, I had a group of, there must have been 20, I think it was some chick's 21st birthday, and she was, like, wasted, and they had a karaoke machine. So, and luckily they were right next to my tower. So literally I didn't even have my own music on. I just listened to them doing karaoke the whole time. And it was so fun. But yeah, once I'm back to work, please come visit me. I love when I get people to visit. And I mean, if you want to bring me iced coffee, that'd be sick. But yeah, I like when people come visit me, come chat with me, whatever. But yeah, I won't have, like I said, I have some old lifeguard stories that I just haven't made episodes about, so I'll be making episodes about them, but I won't have any new, new lifeguard content, because your girl's on quarantine, day two, so I still have 12 days, but, yep, thanks for listening, and hope you enjoyed it. I'll be making more episodes soon, so keep on tuning in to Shits and Gigs. It's a party. All right, enjoy your day, or night, or evening, whatever you're listening, just enjoy. Life is awesome, guys. Quarantine or not, life is awesome. All right, bye.